ओम ज्ञानचिन्तनस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्निलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
After that, under the shelter, under the shadow of a banyan tree in an uninhabited forest, I began to meditate upon the super soul situated within me, using my intelligence as I had learned from liberated souls. What? One should not meditate according to one's personal whims. One should know perfectly well from the authoritative sources of scriptures, through the transparent medium of a bona fide spiritual master, and by proper use of one's trained intelligence for meditating upon the super soul dwelling within every living being. The consciousness is firmly developed by a devotee who has rendered loving service unto the Lord by carrying out the orders of the spiritual master. Sri Naraji contacted bona fide spiritual masters, served them sincerely, and got enlightenment rightly. Thus began to meditate.
We find in the fifth canto the narration of Sri Jarabharat, who, like many other saintly persons, like Narada, someone has described him, went to the forest for self-realization, but initially failed in his endeavor. Of course, there's no failure in Krishna consciousness, but initially encountered some severe setback due to becoming attached to a deer and subsequently taking birth as a deer in the next life. And in one purport, Srila Prabhupada attributes his fall down. One major factor was not taking guidance from spiritual master. Now we may say that in his two lives after that, he went to the forest. That was Bharat Maharaj, the son of Vishamte. He fell down. And two lives after that, he was again known as Bharat. This time he's called Jarabharat, because he appeared to be dull and stupid. So in that lifetime, Jarabharat, we don't find that he had spiritual master life. But from the very beginning of his life, he was determined to make this his last birth. So he didn't interact with anyone on any level until he met King Vibhana. And he instructed him to take the position of guru. So then they say, well, where was his guru then? In the meantime, in his birth as a deer, he had heard from sadhus. So that instruction remained with him. He remembered his previous life as a deer. So he went forward with taking those instructions and went on to perfection. Now, even in that birth as Bharat Maharaj, he must have had some spiritual life. Of course, his father Rishabdev had instructed him, and he followed the tradition of going to the forest, but Prabhupada says because he didn't consult the spiritual master, he was under the fall down. Now, here we find a similar situation with Narada Muni, that he's in the forest, but he's alone. There's no guru. He's heard from his guru, Bhaktivedanta. He's without a guru. Later on, he'll give instruction to Dhruva Maharaj, who was in a similar, similar but with significant differences, similar situation to that of Narada. Dhruva was sent, he voluntarily went to the forest on the indication of his mother to search out Vishnu. And Guru came to him, and Narada Muni came to him and gave him instruction. But Narada didn't stay with him. He took instruction from Guru and went on with his spiritual life. And we see that's what Narada Muni is doing here. And he's going forward to perfection. Prabhupada writes in the Prabhupada.
Arjuna knew perfectly well from authoritative sources of scriptures through the transparent medium of a bona fide spiritual master and by proper use of one's trained intelligence for meditating upon the super soul dwelling within every living being. Now this is a very significant statement that Srila Prabhupada has made. It may seem to parallel so many statements that Prabhupada has made in, throughout his books. But if we analyze, we can see in the example of Narad Muni how important it is that one should know perfectly well from the authoritative sources of scriptures through the transparent medium of one's spiritual master and by proper use of one's trained intelligence meditating upon the super soul dwelling within every living being. So a bona fide spiritual master will direct the disciple on the authority of the revealed scriptures to meditate upon the super soul. Because in the modern age, the meditation process upon the super soul is not that of direct dhyana yoga as is being undertaken by Narad here, but by meditating upon the Supreme Lord, meditating, fixing the consciousness upon the Supreme Lord by chanting His holy names, by the process of bhakti yoga among which the chanting of the holy names is prominent. So it's the same goal is aimed at, Krishna consciousness. On the basis of the revealed scriptures, taking instruction from the transparent spiritual master and by use of one's trained intelligence, this is an important point. Now we may say, well, how did Narad get trained intelligence? Because he was just doing a little service here and there for the Bhagavad Gita. We don't find, and it appears to be rather not so, that he wasn't specifically trained by devotees who he was assisting his mother in serving. So the trained intelligence, well, the intelligence that is to be trained, taking the instruction from the spiritual master, one has to train one's own intelligence also. The spiritual master will give direction, the devotees will give direction, but one, the actual matter of controlling the mind and senses, that is ultimately up to the individual to do. Which, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in the matter of controlling the senses, when Arjuna asks him, that, how is it that we do things that we don't want to do? You know what? Atakena prayuktayam papam charati purushaha anichan ativashaha baladiva niyojita. How is it that we perform sinful activities even though we don't want to, as if by force, as if we're forced to? And Krishna explains that it is lust, a very powerful enemy. And he says, Krishna explains, and then he gives some initial knowledge how a lust is not the actual nature of the soul. And then Krishna says, by knowing this, one should, by the intelligence, control the senses and conquer over this enemy called lust. So spiritual master gives them knowledge and direction, but ultimately it's up to the individual, the individual disciple, to apply that in his life. Of course, the training also, instruction, that is training, but from the spiritual master, but the individual has to apply that. He has to make the decision to apply this knowledge in his life and control his mind and senses. And if the mind is wavering, the senses are going here and there, then by his intelligence, applying the knowledge he has received,
He has to control his mind and senses. So that training one has to offer. It's not that one submission to a spiritual master means that one becomes a robot, but rather the disciple has to make the effort also to apply those instructions in his life. So it appears that in the case of Jan Bharat, when Maya came to him in the form of a deer, as is instructed for all of us, he responded with his emotions rather than his trained intelligence that he had received from his spiritual master, who was at least a very prominent spiritual master in his life, was the Supreme Lord himself. So, of course, in the matter of rescuing the deer from the middle of the river, he may have done that. But then if he saw that I'm becoming overly, then afterwards he was looking after the deer, and when he saw that he must have seen me becoming attached and I'm giving up my spiritual practices, then he should have, remembering the instructions of his guru, should have taken his life in stock and done the needful, and have gone away from that place or just shunned the deer or whatever, but he didn't. And thus he fell victim to Maya. So we find in the case of just like Dhruva Maharaj, he took instruction from Narada, and then he went on with his spiritual life. He didn't see Narada. We don't have any records of Narada again and again coming to him. And in so many cases, Narada instructed Prahlada in the womb. And here we have Narada Muni himself. He took instruction from his guru and went on with that. So that may be the case in many cases. I never associated with my guru. I met him maybe only a dozen times. From this I understand, I think Prabhupada actually must have seen his Guru Maharaj more often than heard from him, but actual personal interaction, he must have heard his lectures more than 12 times, because he was living in Calcutta. He was often going to Calcutta. And he would, as I've heard from one of his brothers, he would frequent the Gauri Matra. So he must have heard, but many times. Actual meeting and discussing and talking maybe no more than a dozen times. But he took that instruction and applied that in his life and went on with it so successfully. So this we can understand. If we can hear properly and become Atmasat, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Karo More Atmasat. Atmasat, this means to be one with, in the sense of very intimate relationship, just like the finger to or the hand to the body. It's intimate relationship. It's not two things that can be separate. Of course, the hand can be separated from the body, but then it has no function, has no use if it's separated from the body, except maybe as a biological specimen. But its function, it cannot function as it's meant to. So this way, one has to become one with the guru in that sense. And then is just like the hand it follows the direction, it's the flow is there. It's not that it's acting it may seem to be an independent entity from the brain, but it's from the person, but the link is so intimate that one doesn't have to think, now hand, move here. Now hand, move, do this, do that. But as soon as the thought comes, the desire is followed. So that's with this kind of, if one can take those instructions to heart so deeply, then just like Narada Muni, he's in the forest. Specifically stayed here because he'd taken the instructions of his spiritual masters. Then he knew what to do at each step. He knew how to go forward. He was being instructed. Just like Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj is always with me. When he went to America, he wasn't alone. My Guru Maharaj is always with me. It means he was constantly meditating upon his instructions. And therefore he received the intelligence of how to go forward and what to do. So that's my thoughts on this purport of Srila Prabhupada here. How we can be safe if we receive. We can always be safe in Krishna consciousness and go forward if one trains intelligence according to the instructions received through the transparent medium of bona fide spiritual master, which is based on the authoritative sources of scripture. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment? Yeah, please.
Yeah, about the transparent way of media, mm-hmm. spiritual master, we've seen that the devotees who accepted the spiritual master may have had very, very little association.
On no personal association in some cases.
So, what I want to know, is what is the essence of that relationship that makes it such that even though they've had little to no association, they still may receive the same benefit as, say, someone who...
What is the essence of that association, which they may get the same benefit as those who've had lots of association? They may have more. Just like we see, there are many disciples of Srila Prabhupada who had a lot of association with him, but who are not now fixed in Krishna consciousness. And then there are disciples of Srila Prabhupada also who are following the instruction of Prabhupada and getting the result of doing so, even though they never met him.
But for example, I can't, being a grand disciple, I can't just, sit down, read Prabhupada's books and,
So what is the essence that Guru Mukha Padava Kachitete Koreya Aika Ana Koreya Manayasha, which is coming under question nowadays, that which words are of Prabhupada are absolute and which are not absolute, which is, it's true, even statements in Prabhupada's books, they may not all be. Absolute means that they apply in all times, places, and circumstances, but many statements in Shastra aren't absolute, because they apply, for instance, to different varnas or different ashrams, or we have the instructions for perfect human being, and it describes what are the duties of a sannyasi, a vanaprastha, grihastha, and brahmacharya, and all this, but it doesn't. Many of these are not applicable in the modern age. It's not even desirable to even attempt to follow that. So, that's in Prabhupada's books, that's in Bhagavatam. So, then we come to yasya deve para bhakti yata deve tata goro tasyaite katito yat prakashante mahatmanah. All the essence is revealed to those who have faith in Guru and in God, then the essence is revealed to them. Then what is the nature of that faith? Then that's coming under analysis these days. But basically, without getting into a lot of detail, the faith is that this person is competent to guide me, and that if I follow his instructions, then Krishna will be pleased, and I'll get Krishna consciousness, and then with that faith to go forward.
So then what you're saying is that if you go by the rules or something like that...
Guru discussions. Guru discussions. You want to take another day off?
then Krishna, you know, then Krishna just, you know, somehow makes it possible. But yes, you got initiated by, you know, XYZ Maharaj or something like that. And, you know, maybe you got 1 minute of personal association with him.
Not just initiated, but following also.
Right.
I mean, and the initiation means one also has to hear. It is not just a matter of a formal ceremony. The essence of initiation is hearing. Divyam gyanam yato dadyat koyat papasya sanshayam tasmat diksha dikshati saprota diksha is the process by which one receives transcendental knowledge and by which one's sins are eradicated.
But I'm hearing from Srila Prabhupada when I read his books or hear his lectures. Mm. I mean, I get diksha from him?
In one sense, yes. But not that could be said, but diksha also means there is a personal link. I discussed this quite a lot recently. I mean, just like Prabhupada said, diksha in one sense is a formality. The formal ceremony of diksha has no meaning if the essence of that diksha is the commitment. It's the commitment to serve a particular person on the path and hear from a particular person on the path back to Godhead. So therefore the ceremony is a formality, because if one has made that commitment, then the ceremony formalizes that. And if one hasn't made the commitment, then the ceremony has very little meaning. On the other hand, that it's a formality, but it's an important formality also, because if one doesn't go through with the ceremony, then it suggests that he hasn't really made the commitment. One has to actually, that is the statement of one's commitment. And Krishna accepts that. So that formal initiation, that is done through a particular person, which in this case, after the departure of Srila Prabhupada, that has to be done through others. And one should see Srila Prabhupada in one's spiritual master. So yes, certainly you're a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, but not a direct disciple. That's called prashishya. Prabhupada uses these terms, direct disciple. So yeah, we're all disciples of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Anuga, disciplic descendants. But not in exactly the same way as those who are direct. Shishya, prashishya, upashishya. These words are used. You find them in Chaitanya Charitamrita. These words.
So then would it be correct to say that even though one's only had perhaps just one moment's association with one spiritual master whom he took that formal commitment with, that Krishna sees that and he makes...
Yeah, one moment's association, yes, but if you mean like seeing, that's one thing, but hearing, that should go on.
Well, yeah.
Hearing is, if it's only one moment, it's not going to be very valuable. That has to go on. And hearing, that can be through the other disciples and other godsiblings also. I think most of Prabhupada's disciples, they were trained by other, by senior godsiblings. And that's the standard system for those who have many disciples. Not that you are personally trained. It's not possible. And it's considered as good. A lot depends on the willingness of the disciple to receive that instruction. Depending on his willingness and sincerity, he can go forward and receive the blessings. Krishna is in the heart of everyone and he sees the sincere desire. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayantiti. How does that happen, this Prakashante Mahatmana? How does it happen that the purports of the revealed scriptures are revealed to one who has firm faith in God and by the grace of Krishna? And when it's said that, we say that the samsara dhavana lalita loka tranaya karanya ghana ghanatam praptasya kalyana gunana vasya vandiguru shichana. Spiritual master is compared to a cloud who rains the ocean of mercy, but you're taking water from the ocean of mercy, or the ocean of all auspicious qualities of Krishna. So when we say the mercy of the spiritual master, it actually means the mercy of Krishna received through the spiritual master. He's the divine medium. Ultimately, everything comes from Krishna. His mercy is not independent of Krishna's mercy. Big topic. But the essence is not that difficult to understand. Now, one devotee I know quite well, who's very Shastric actually, in many ways, he subscribes to the theory that if one has faith in a Vaishnava guru, if one sees Krishna in a guru, even if that person is fallen, then Krishna will reciprocate with that. Even if I'm not saying like not strong or something like that, but even fallen, then Krishna will reciprocate that. But that's actually not according to Shastra. It's a bit of a Sahaja idea. One has to discriminate also on the basis of scripture. Ultimately, it comes down to one's sincerity. If one is sincere, then he'll get the bona fide guru. And if he's sincere, according to his degree of sincerity, then he will take those instructions and implement them and be rewarded with the clear vision which comes from accepting a bona fide guru. Otherwise, one may accept initiation, but one may accept initiation bona fide guru, but not get the full mercy of the guru if one doesn't fully accept him. Or even one may have clear vision by the grace of guru at some point, and again, his vision may change. That's also possible. Whatever. Ultimately, lack of sincerity, bad association is that. The lack of sincerity. How's your health? Health.